Ever wish your computer could handle a little more, action?
Action.
Yeah, a little more excitement in its life, maybe a little danger.
Okay, I see where you're going with this.
Today, we're diving deep, really deep, into a world where durability is not just a feature, it's a way of life.
Talking about ruggedized devices.
Ruggedized box PCs, to be exact. These things laugh in the face of danger, factory floors, who knows, maybe even a film set.
I mean, I've definitely seen them used on sets.
See? They're everywhere. Ready to explore this tech tougher than your average laptop?
Absolutely. Let's get into it.
So hit me with it. What exactly is a ruggedized box PC? Why does it get its own spotlight in the computer world?
Imagine, right, a computer, but instead of it like freaking out at a little dust.
Which, let's be real, my keyboard sees as a five-course meal.
Exactly. But these ruggedized PCs, they're built for those conditions that make a normal PC, well, cease to exist. Dust storms, extreme temps, constant vibrations, they just shrug it off.
So what are we talking, like sealed bunkers for motherboards?
Pretty much. Sealed enclosures, reinforced everything, the
Yeah.
works. It's like picture a delicate little desk plant,
Get
right?
it. Okay, I'm picturing it.
Now put it in the desert next to a cactus. That's the difference we're talking about.
Wow, that analogy really puts it into perspective. But what's got me really interested is all the buzz about the 2024 advancements. Any hints about what's new in the ruggedized world this year?
So they're being a little tight-lipped on the specifics. You know how it is.
Oh, absolutely. Gotta love a good tech tease.
Right. But the emphasis they're putting on portability this year, that's huge. Ruggedized used to mean, well, bulky, clunky. But
Ben,
now,
tell me. Pocket size.
not quite pocket-sized, but we're talking smaller, lighter, without sacrificing any of that toughness. Imagine, like, the processing power, the efficiency, but in a package that's actually, portable.
So we're not just talking surviving a war zone, but maybe fitting in a backpack while they're at it. That's amazing.
Exactly. And think about the applications. Emergency responders, researchers in the field, they need that reliability, that power on the go.
This is making me picture scientists collecting data on an active volcano, which, side note, coolest job ever.
Right. But okay, on a more practical level, for someone just hearing about this tech for the first time, what's the key takeaway here?
Yeah, what's the thing that should make them go, "Whoa, I need to know more about this"?
It proves a point about technology. It's always evolving to fill those very specific needs. And, maybe you're listening to this thinking, okay, cool, but I'm not scaling a volcano anytime soon.
That's fair.
But the point is, if you need serious computing power, and I mean serious power in a less than ideal situation, there's a solution out there. Don't limit yourself to just laptops and phones.
This deep dive, I'll admit, opened my eyes. It's like a whole secret world of tech I never knew existed. Makes you wonder what else is out there? Underwater PCs, space-proof tablets, the possibilities are endless. What about you, listener? What's your burning question after this peek into the rugged world of these incredible machines?